All right, we are here at TechEd with Lisa Feigenbaum. So Lisa, who are you and what are you going to show us?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm on the VBID team. I've been here for 4 years, so my team works on features like code snippets, IntelliSense, Edit and Continue. We'll see a few of those today. In particular, IntelliSense is probably my favorite feature, so we'll show that one. And then XML Literals is just awesome in VB9, so we'll take a look at that too.
All right, let's check it out.
Okay, so the first thing I wanted to show you was some of the new IntelliSense support. Actually, I have 2005 open just so we can compare from before and after and can appreciate the changes. It used to be, in 2005, if I had something like this where I declared a variable and then was using it a number of times, it used to be quite annoying because each time I would have to type out the whole name, remember how it's spelled, make sure I had no typos. Okay, and then once I start to use the IntelliSense list, you can see that it matches the item that I'm going to type, but there's still a fairly long list available, and there's no way for me to easily see what's below the list. Okay, and then here again, there's no IntelliSense support, so I have to remember my variable names to type them in. Now in 2008, when I go to type the same line, you'll see the difference. So the change is that now it's basically, you know, 1-2 keystroke insert changes the model of how you type. And as I start to type a word, then the list filters down to the item that I'm looking for, so it helps me find it more quickly. And finally here, if I want to see, you know, which other properties I've already set, it's hidden by IntelliSense, so it's hard to see, but if I press the control key, it becomes transparent. And then coming to the expression again, now I can find my variable names in IntelliSense, and it's just really easy.
Awesome.
So those are that's some new IntelliSense that you'll find within methods. We also have keyword support now, which, you know, Visual Basic has some of the longest keywords, so it's pretty amazing that we didn't have this before. Some of them can also be hard to spell. but now you'll find IntelliSense support throughout the line here. So the only word that I really had to type here was the name, the one that only I could type myself. But if I go back to 2005 and try to do the same thing, you'll notice that there's just nothing here.
Wow.
So it's a pretty big difference. When I go back and forth, sometimes if I go to 2005, it starts feeling like, you know, the editor's not working or something. It's just not as responsive. So there's more support around. Another thing that's really cool about this is that it's all contextual. So if you notice, when I started typing at the beginning of the line, you know, there's a lot of keywords in here. As soon as I insert an item, the list is a lot shorter. Okay, so it's showing me just those keywords that are allowed in this context, just what can be written after must override.
So context intelligence for IntelliSense.
Exactly. So that's throughout the line. Also, if I type the letter O here, those are the three keywords starting with O that I can declare at this level. But if I go to the top of the file, you know, then I get options. So the idea is just use it, trust it. It has full fidelity with the VB language spec. It's great if you're going between languages and forget the VB grammar. All right, so one other cool demo that I wanted to show is just how easy it is to work with XML in... Thought I'd bring up every tool window I could in the process. How easy it is to work with XML in VB9. So essentially what you can do is just express things in XML. You don't have to think in terms of different APIs. I can just type straight into the editor. My angle brackets. And there's XML. And you see that it recognizes the XML, right? It gave me the end tag. It has full colorization. Put another note in there. If I were to make this longer, it fixes all the indentation for me, which makes it really easy to paste code in here. But pasting big blobs of XML isn't really the exciting part, right? There's ways that you could have worked with XML like that before. The exciting part is that now you can actually embed VB into your XML. And so this syntax is very much like ASP.NET expression holes. But now within this angle bracket percent sign embedded expression, this is now VB code. So I could use the Visual Basic now property, insert that, and let me run this. Whoops. let me uncomment these lines. Okay, and so now you can see it's inserted the current date and time. So that was a simple example, but it gets even more powerful when I start using link with XML. Okay, so here I'm going to use a query that iterates over the current directory. Let me slide over to show you that. So I'm declaring this variable, my files, and I want to create this XML output that starts with the files node. Okay, and then inside, I'm going to iterate. I'm using the my namespace to get the files in the current directory. I'm using let, which is a keyword within the link syntax that declares this variable file for the scope of this query. And that's just going to hold the current file name. And then here, you see that I'm able to just embed XML from VB, and then from XML go back into VB. Okay, so this is the output that I want to create for each of those files in the current directory. I want to create this XML node. And so I'm able to type it just as I want my final output to appear. Right? I want this file node. I want the isReadOnly attribute that supports attributes. And now I can just insert the file name, creation time, last write time, exactly how I would normally access it from my VB code. Okay, so if we go to run this, you can see just how easy it is to compose these long XML files.
Awesome. Very cool stuff. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.